When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another Sunday night of Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn. Here we will be performing an original tune by a band from Philadelphia who was playing a St. Patrick's Day Parade Day party gig in the basement at my cousin's house. I think it might be my second cousin's house. But the gentleman who is in the band, his name is Chester Williams, Chet for short. And his mama is my first cousin, so I think that would make him my second cousin, correct?
Yes, dear.
Are Shrive and Cliff cousins of mine, too?
I don't know,
but I have words for Shrive and Cliff about this microphone that just attacked me when I was setting up my spot over here. It hit me in the head. That's why I'm back here now, because I don't want to get hit in the head again by the Cliff and Shrive mic over here. In any event, tonight, Lucia is going to be playing for you a song that she's been practicing for all 2 weeks.
Well, not technically playing it. I will be singing it.
And rehearsing our parts. We know
Mr. Producer.
Oh, wait, let me stop singing.
I'm going to be singing a song by the band Kozier. Sure. And then we're going to pull a song out of the archives. That's why there's a list in front of you. Mm. I prepared everything for you, and you're still unprepared.
We're coming to America.
We'll talk about him later.
Today.
Please, no. Come on.
I know
we're
going to
talk about him later.
Of the chorus.
We're going to talk about him later.
Today.
Okay, are you ready now?
I'm not ready. Are
okay.
You ready?
No, go on.
All right. So we had a wonderful time in New York City yesterday.
We
went to a beautiful noise musical.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Real time. We're going to talk to
you guys. Are going to like this.
You're going to really, really like this because Lucia did not get a $159 nap.
No, I did not.
We're also going to talk about the old man, Santa Claus.
Oh, God, no. Right? He's not the old man.
All right. 77 years old, Rob Halford. Tearing up Newark, New Jersey.
Don't give him any spoilers. No.
We're going to talk about all that after this song.
Well, after... Yeah, but then we have another song later, so we're going to break it up.
Yeah. We're going to play a couple songs for you.
No, we're going to pull... We're going to do Kozier.
Then
we're
going to
talk about Neil Diamond. And then we're going to pull a song out of the archives, because Glenn has a list in front of him. And then we're going to talk about the old man. And then we're going to talk about more Neil Diamond.
Okay. Is your name really Neil Diamond? Can we change that?
No!
Sorry if I'm a little cockeyed Oscar over here, but I am. In more than one way.
Don't forget to flip the camera when I'm...
Oh, I gotta flip it? When do I flip it?
Whatever the hell you want.
There's no time like the present to flip it and listen to Lucia play Kozier's...
Pants on Fire. 8 years old when I was told the rock's a Taurus and I'm one of those girls. It was today. I live under one. I was today years old when I found out there ain't no honey in mother effing honey buns. I didn't curse. Was today. When I'm not home. set your own pants on fire. You did. I was today years old when I was told a clown weighs a million pounds. That's why my thoughts are so heavy. I was today years old when I found out stars don't really twinkle. It's a trick just like this. Thanks for this little black lace souvenir. The way you said sorry was so set your own pants on fire. You did. You set your own pants on fire. You did. Woo!
Dang!
I love
a great
that song.
What a great parade day song. Huh? Set your own
pants
on
fire.
How many people did that on parade day?
Listen,
dinky dink.
Let me
much.
Explain something.
Dinky dink too much.
When we got there, all right, I was mesmerized by Kara's singing. Kara is amazing, and when I walked in, all I caught was a couple seconds of this song, 15 seconds to be exact. And I was blown away that I immediately had to find out the song. I contacted somebody on Fiverr, and I said, here's their lyrics, here's the music, give me a karaoke video, I'm gonna learn this. I literally learned it every single day for a good, I wanna say, 30 days solid straight.
Do you know why her voice sounds so strong?
Why?
Because she sings from her diaphragm, unlike you, who sings from your belly button, and it just doesn't work sometimes.
First of all, you're wrong.
Belly button.
I was singing. I was singing from my diaphragm. I don't want to hear it. No, get out of here. You're a weirdo. No, you're a weirdo. No, you're a weirdo. I was not singing from my belly button. Get the hell out of here.
From your belly button.
Get the hell out of here. I wasn't singing from my belly button.
I think you were singing from your belly button.
I was not.
So.
Oh, my God. I was singing from my diaphragm. And I think we should also release tonight. I think we should release one of my original songs, too, while we're at it.
Re-release?
No.
Re-release.
No, these people have never heard this song before. It's coming on the upcoming album. Which Tuesday night we go to record track number 4 out of 6.
I don't think you should give them the whole song.
No, I want to.
I think you should give them half the song.
No, it's my show. I'll do whatever I want.
You suck.
You're just jealous.
Totally, utterly jealous.
Yeah, you're just jealous. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about
jealous.
Neil fucking Diamond.
I wish I was you, Lucia.
Listen, your guitar is sitting over there in that corner. Since the day I bought it for you, 4 years ago.
I have to cut my fingernails.
4 years ago. I don't care. I'll give you a guitar pick. I will give you the guitar glove.
I need lessons.
No, you do not need lessons. You are so full of shit.
I will run that guitar up one side
You're
of you and down
of
the
shit.
Other.
Sorry, Mason. I didn't mean to curse. He made me do it.
Hi, Mason. Sorry about the
We're not
going to
curse anymore, but... Sometimes it's going to get like that.
Lucia has a hot head and she sounds like a drunken sailor.
No. Negative. All right. So let's talk about Neil Diamond.
Oh, my God.
But first of all,
God.
We have to tell people what's coming to Wilkes-Barre.
Oh.
Yesterday,
yeah.
Glenn and I found a restaurant.
On Friday.
Called K-Pot.
Friday.
Located in Kearney, New Jersey.
Kearney? How do I spell that?
K-E-A-R-N-E-Y.
Like carnival?
Stop it.
Only Kearney?
Stop it.
Spell it again.
Put down the booze. K-E-A-R-N-E-Y.
Thank you for singing the blues.
Anywho-how, so we found this restaurant, K-Pot, and you'll have to go check out the episode on our YouTube because this is what's coming to the Wilkes-Barre Wyoming Valley Mall.
We'll drop a link in the comments down below.
Maybe.
Yes, please.
Just search for K-Pot on our channel.
Don't do
it. We just released it on Friday.
Click the link.
Stop it. For $55, we were filled to the rim.
I couldn't eat until the next day. we had lunch there.
What do you mean the next day? We had Summit Pizza.
It was after midnight.
Yeah, after midnight.
We finally got to eat it.
Which we're going to talk about the old man later.
We'll tell you about Summit Pizza.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that too. But anyhow, K-Pot is going to be
like
the
Clark Summit?
Stop it.
Stop it.
We didn't get there yet. K-Pot is going to be the best thing that ever comes to Wyoming Valley Mall.
We have so much to talk about tonight.
The ambience of the restaurant, the drinks, he said it was one of the best margaritas he's ever had. And I had not one, but two Dry Drinker Diaries featured in the episode, the Dragon Tail drink and the Jolly Rancher.
And Chris, our server.
Chris, our server, was fantastic.
She was so educational.
On point.
And she knew what she was doing and
she
taught
did.
Us how to do it too.
She did. And then I ended up burning my mouth.
She didn't teach her that.
No.
That was not Chris's fault.
No.
Lucia thought she could blow on the soup and make it cool in a minute.
And then stick the ladle in my mouth. Wrong answer. You don't do that on a burning hot pot.
Especially if you want to taste the rest of the food that weekend.
Yeah, yeah. I'm lucky I survived now.
Loving it. Anyway.
Oh, here he goes with the word loving it. Come on.
Hey.
What?
Alora.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
So next.
Somebody asked for a Neil Diamond song in the chat, and I will sing it.
I'm singing. I know the words of the chorus.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
I will be your backup singer.
When we were leaving.
I will be your pathetic.
Now before we get to Neil Diamond, because we're going to sing another song, and then we're going to talk about Neil Diamond. But listen, when we were leaving the musical, everybody was singing the song on the way out, but I'm not going to do it yet. We'll do it later. We'll close the show
they
out with
can't
it.
Stop singing it today. Are you kidding?
I know.
We're coming to
America.
America.
But that's not the song.
I know. Oh. I know the song.
Yeah, okay.
I know it.
No, you don't.
It's been around for 50 years.
Stop it, because the Cruising Canucks do not like this song.
Cruising Canucks don't like party songs?
They do not like that song.
This is a party animal
You can go back
song.
And watch every one of their episodes.
They must not be
It always
party
comes on, and
animals.
She's not, Mrs. Canuck is not a fan. And if you don't know who the Cruising Canucks are, you got to check them out on YouTube.
She's old enough to know better, I guess.
All right. So before we talk about Neil Diamond, are we going to preview one of my new songs?
What?
Shut
we
it.
We're having fun, and now we have to preview one of your new songs.
I think you'll like this one. You haven't even heard this. Here we go. Produced by Axel in Venezuela.
Rainbows and Unicorns?
Yeah, Rainbows and Unicorns. Shush. Be quiet. Here we go. In a world of endless noise, I find my voice. But it seems I've made a choice just to complain about the weather, traffic's life's little games. But I'll keep singing till the end. I'll complain until I die. No reason why, it's my way to testify about this life. From the mundane to the profound, I won't be shy. I'll complain until I meet the endless sky. I'm gonna kill him.
I have a complaint.
Stop it! Because this song is dedicated to you! Because we're gonna talk about that too. Wait. Wait. Stop.
Right.
Stop.
You know what this is? 13 bars.
Shush.
13 bars is 0.
You're a weirdo. There we go.
The coffee's cold, the neighbor's loud. It's still all the same, yet I'll keep whining, feeling proud in this old game. From misconnection to broken hearts, it's all in stride. I'll keep on venting till I depart on this wild. I'm playing until I die. no reason why. It's my way to testify about this life, from the mundane to the profound. I won't be shy, I'll complain until I die to the endless sky. But in between these lines of gripes and sighs, there's a truth that's hidden in my endless cries. Life's a roller coaster with its lows and highs. I'll complain until I die underneath the starry skies. Yes?
I have a complaint.
What's your complaint?
There's too much complaining in this song.
Well, I'm going to tell you the meaning behind this song in a minute.
No bitching in the kitchen.
It's almost over. Stop. Watch your mouth.
It's not the first.
Shush.
Minutes.
I'll complain until I die. No reason why. It's my way to testify. From the mundane to the profound, I won't be shy. I'll complain until I die to the endless sky.
And I wasn't going to do this one. I just managed to come across it. This is not the one we're recording on Tuesday. Trust me, because I have to practice this one just a wee bit more. So, that is off of my new album. I'll complain on the new album.
What's the name
Sonic
of the new album?
Sonic Canvas.
The album.
The album. And on the album, it's a picture of me with my eyes crossed in front of a chess set on a cruise ship.
And you're farting.
Because I cross my eyes whenever I play chess with Glenn.
And then she farts.
Now, the reason behind the song, will you stop? The reason behind the song is...
Lucia really doesn't fart.
The one day, Glenn said to me, is that all you're going to do is complain? And I said, yeah, and I'm going to write a song about it. So I wrote a song about it. So there it is. That's for me to you and how much I complain. Okay, now... let's go back to Neil Diamond.
Why was that so interesting? All right, here you go. We went on Saturday afternoon to the matinee showing of A Beautiful Noise, which will end on Broadway on June 30th and then become a traveling roadshow.
Yes.
Yeah. Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies, because everyone knows.
Oh, my God.
And everyone goes.
Please stop.
Rub Love Show.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Brothers. Hallelujah. All right. Lucia can't stop singing Sweet Caroline.
No. I didn't even bring that up.
So good.
You're gonna ruin my attitude in about 2 seconds if you don't stop.
I just did.
You need to stop.
I'm going to sing my favorite song.
No. We're not there yet. Talk more about the musical, would you please?
Okay, we brought Denise and Al, our Monday night standing dinner dates, to the city via the Lincoln Tunnel Park and Ride bus.
Correct.
And on the way over, we had a problem in the tunnel. On the way back, we had a disabled car in the tunnel and needed a tow truck for it. But other than those few hiccups, we walked out of the Port Authority bus terminal. We walked 3 blocks to the left and one half a block to the right. And we were at A Beautiful Noise Theater, the Broadhurst Theater on 44th Street.
Yes.
Just off of Times Square.
Yes.
And in close proximity to the Port Authority bus station.
Mm-hmm.
We got there. We got to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They showed us where the drinks and the souvenirs.
Let's talk about those drinks. They were expensive.
If you're going to a Broadway
do
show.
Do not buy it in the.
Don't plan on buying drinks when you
right.
get there.
Do not.
Visit the convenience store.
Yes, please.
Get yourself a $7 can of beer,
mm-hmm.
and put it in a brown paper bag,
yep.
and then go to the show.
Yes, please.
Because I witnessed the bartender sell a woman a triple drink.
Yep.
She was getting a Maker's Mark with, no, she didn't even have soda in it, okay? A Maker's Mark, they're like, do you want a single, a double, or a triple? And they filled her sippy cup. Because you have to have a covered cup to go into the theater. They filled it with 3 shots of Maker's Mark. Do you know how much that drink cost?
$63. That's a lot.
$63. Let me pronounce that correctly. One, two, three, four, five. $63.
$63.
And I know this because I stood there and I watched a fella ring it up. The other two ladies both had single drinks.
So he went single, double, triple. Single, double, triple.
Single, double, triple. Which
so if he was doing $103 every three drinks, holy crap.
And then he would get a tip. A $20 tip.
Wow.
On one order of drinks.
Wow. That's so sick.
Don't buy drinks
no.
at the theater.
No.
Buy your drink before you get to the theater. Put it in a brown paper bag.
Yes, please.
And you can buy those little tiny bottles and stick them in your pocket.
Yeah. There you go.
If you must have alcohol.
Uh-huh.
A bottle of water. How much inside the theater? Do you remember?
$6.
$6.75.
There was a guy going around the theater.
Selling M&Ms.
Selling M&Ms, selling water, selling wine and beer.
Popcorn.
I think he made bank. Yep. All right.
He's walking around the full house theater.
So the rising joke was I was going to fall asleep during this, and I did not. I did not fall asleep because it is one big sing-along.
And what you didn't realize is they were actually telling a story.
Yes.
Telling his story.
And without giving out any spoilers, because Ed Colasar will kill us, it is a fantastic story. I did not know he had three wives.
No, he had three wives. He had multiple successes over the years. He recorded 39 albums, sold 160 million records worldwide in his career. And one day the doctor told him, he can't do that anymore.
Yep.
Sorry, Charlie, you're going to have to be on the sidelines from here out. If you go back on the stage, you may die.
Right. That being said, I think we should do a Neil Diamond song.
Let's do it.
All right. It's going out to one John Piccolino. You
John
asked for it.
John in the house.
You asked for it, Pick. Where it began, I can't believe to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Get those drinks in the air, you guys. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who they believed, you come along. Touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline. Good times will never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe that never would, but now I'm at the night, and it don't seem lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Come on, Glenn, you gonna sing? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. To believe that never would. Oh, no, no.
Something like that.
I want to thank John Piccolino for being my brother.
Thank you, John, for being Lucia's brother.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never. There you go, Johnny. You asked for it.
You got it. The greatest rock and roll band in the world, Lucia.
Shut up. All right. Let's talk about the old man.
The old man.
The old man.
So,
Judas Priest.
Once upon a time, there was a band named Judas Priest, and the lead singer had no hair.
The lead singer had no hair.
Had no hair for a long time. And then he said, you know what? If I can't grow hair on my head, I will go hair on my chinny chin chin. And now he looks like Sinterklaas.
He's as old as my mother.
Father Christmas. He's 77 years old.
77.
You know, on Friday night, he sang like he was 37 years old.
I know.
And I saw him when he was 37 years old.
I know, right?
And he commands the audience. He takes over the arena.
Yes, he does.
And he did not miss a single note.
Nope.
He didn't trip or fall or break
nope.
his crown of horns.
I like the way he dances.
He does. I'm your turbo lover, and I could dance like this, and you will get a kick from it. I will have a rise because I dance like this, but that's okay. These guys put on a show for 2 solid hours. The man did not take a break except to change
nope.
his jacket.
That's it.
And his costume the entire night. He did probably a dozen costume changes.
Right.
Taylor Swift, eat your heart out. Because Rob Halford, in the house in New Jersey,
listen.
On Friday night, commanded
oh
the audience.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The first time I saw him was 1986. 38 short years ago.
And oh, I got the perfect
song. Summer of 86, I had a job. Did you know that?
Yes, you
I
did.
I worked for a living.
Yes, you did.
And I was in charge of the Scranton Times paperboys 6 days of the week. But Sunday, I was in charge of making sure everybody got what they needed that
yep.
day. And I delivered the newspaper in front of the Hub
no
Charles,
shit.
And I found a charm on the ground the very day that I saw Judas Priest.
You were
in
telling me this story. This is
I
very
told
chilling.
You this, story. This is a good story because the next paper that I delivered after that
yeah.
was Bishop Timlin.
Woo! May and he I, eternally rest in peace.
And I knocked on the door, the back of the rectory. It was 7 o'clock in the morning, and I said, "Father, would you bless this
bless
charm?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." So
bless
please bless
charm.
My charm.
And he gave me a, here you go. He blessed me. He blessed my charm. I handed him his 4 newspapers for the day. I got back in the truck, and I drove out to Mulberry Street through the alley, and a light came over me. A thought. Where there's a charm, there must be a chain.
Right.
And I zoomed around.
And you found the chain.
80 miles an hour around Mulberry Street and Penn Avenue to get back to
yeah.
where I found the charm, and sure enough,
there's
the
a chain.
Was
and
there.
To this very day, you
big,
have it.
Fat, thick.
Yeah, no,
chain.
I'm not wearing this big cross that you've got. I'd rather you
it's
keep it in.
It's not a cross. It's Christ's head.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I'm
okay.
not wearing it.
That's the charm. You're not wearing it.
No.
In any event, that was the morning of July 17th, 1986, when I got to see Judas Priest. On the Turbo Tour.
And I think we should do a Judas Priest song.
And if you have a Judas Priest song handy, I would love to hear a Judas Priest, right? Do you know Love Bites?
I'm not. No, I do not. That's off the new album. I'm not doing it.
No, no, that's off a way old album.
All right,
but
well,
you
whatever.
Know something.
No. Huh?
Which one do you know?
You're about to find out. Know the song? We're gonna wing this. One life, I'm gonna live it up. I'm taking flight, I said I'll never get enough. I don't know this. Stand tall, I'm young and I'm kind of proud. Fucking weakness. I'm on top as long as the music's loud.
All right, you gotta stop now.
No.
You're hurting my ears.
If you think I'll sit around as the world goes by, you're thinking like a fool because it's a case of do or die. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I'll let it go? You're mad I got another thing coming.
You got another thing coming.
You got another thing coming. It's my song. That's right. Here's where the talking stands.
The talking what?
Well, listen, this night there'll be some action spent.
What?
That's the lyrics. Drive hard. I'm calling all the shots. Got an ace card coming down on the rocks.
Well, give me a cruel chuckle.
If you think I'll come around, you chip away my brain. Listen, I ain't fooling, and you better think again. Alfie's is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I'll let it go? You're mad, you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. In this world we're living in, what we have our share of sorrow. Enter now and don't give in. Aim for a new tomorrow. I told you I don't know the song. But you want a Judas Priest? We're not done yet. Not done yet. Look for it on.
18 bars of the guitar solo. Here you go.
You asked for it.
18 more bars. You asked for it.
Hey, you asked for a Judas Priest song. I couldn't think Turbo Lover, but no. Oh, so hot, no time to take a rest, yeah. Act tough, ain't room for second best. Real strong, got me some security. Hey, I'm a big smash, I'm going for infinity. Yeah. If you think I'll sit around as a world of eye, you're thinking like a fool cause it's a case of do or die. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I'll let it go? You're mad you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. You've got another thing coming. You've got another thing coming. Ooh. Coming at you. You've got another thing coming. Hey. It's a coming on. Oh, you got another thing coming. It's a come and go. You've got another thing coming. You've got another thing coming. Let's get around. Let's get it. Don't get it. Oh, you've got another thing coming. It's coming. It's a coming, babe. Can you feel it? You got another thing coming. It's a going on. It's a going on song. Oh, babe, it's coming. Go. Got another thing coming. Babe, yeah. Oh. You've got another thing coming, baby. You've got another. You've got another thing coming. Got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. I tried. I failed.
All right, all right, all right. Can I pick the next song?
Is it out of my list?
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
I'm scared. Should I be scared?
You may have to practice this.
Why do you do this?
Maybe we should like put a pause on the video.
No, we can't do that. Nah, we can't do that. We don't do that with live.
Joe Jackson stepping out.
Oh, fuck.
Right now.
Fuck.
He's on the list.
I don't remember.
You don't know him.
I don't remember the song.
You won't remember this song.
Can I use the jam zone for the backup? No, I can't.
It's all chords. What? You will love it.
It's all chords. You
all
are
chords.
So full of poop.
Joe Jackson, stepping
You're
out.
You're so full of poop.
This could be my second favorite song.
I hate this song.
You love me. You will play my favorite
You're
song.
You're a jerk.
And then you will play my second favorite song.
You're a jerk.
And then you will play my third favorite song.
I don't
song.
Know.
And then.
You know what?
Okay, I'm wasting time over here while you figure out your freaking iPad over there. All right? Dua Lipa is going to have another tour before you finally find this freaking song on your iPad.
Are you going to sing it?
I know all the words.
Okay, good.
Ba, ba, ba.
Shush. As long as you sing it, I will play the chords.
Okay.
All right?
Do it to it.
All right. Get ready, because I don't know the cue or nothing. I'm just going to probably do something like that.
I got you.
Hold on. Stop.
So fine.
Stop. 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 You're a little off. I have to cue you in. Let's do this again. I'll cue you in.
We're going to put it on pause next time so you can learn the freaking song before I play it and I sing it. Okay?
Shush. I'll tell you when.
Taxi turned to me and smiled.
Well done.
Excellent, Amundo. We should record that. I think that should be another song on your album. This is like a bonus track.
Get the
You can have a bonus track.
Get the fuck out of here.
Stepping out. You
You have the weirdest musical taste I've ever met. You're a weirdo.
Play my favorite song.
Speaking of which,
we're on 42 minutes now. You better play your favorite song sometime soon. I'm going to be mad.
I just played your favorite song.
That's my second favorite
song. No. That song is overplayed, and there's already an episode that links to it. No.
I will cry.
Good. Cry, motherfucker. Cry.
Easy with your language. This is a family show. Mason never hears these words in his house. Golly Moses.
Sorry, Mason.
TikTok is going to ban you. You're going to be banned.
Shine the camera over there. Movement. I see movement.
She was sleeping over
Numbi.
There.
Hi, Numbi.
She's been enjoying the show so far.
Hi, Numbs.
Up until you when
Hi,
you
Mums.
Said you were not going to be Mums. My favorite song.
Hi, sweetheart. No,
and
I'm not.
Song.
No.
And you should, and you could, and you would.
No, we're not playing it on every episode. No means no. What's that smell?
I think it's your bunghole. How's everybody like Lucia's blonde hair this week?
Oh, my God.
Yay, me.
Your wife's going to get mad at you.
I got a hot wife. Mm-hmm. Blonde hair, brown eyes. Wait. My brown-eyed girl, because she's full of crap.
I'm not a brown-eyed girl anymore. I got blonde hair now.
Full of crap.
So we have one more episode before the Great Pierogi Cruise.
Are you sure? Can you count?
We have one more episode before the Great Pierogi Cruise.
We are going to eat pierogies in countries that you only dreamed of eating pierogies in, okay?
We're going to go from Newark to Iceland, spend the day in Iceland.
And then go to Denmark.
And then we're going to Denmark
to
sleep at the hotel. And then we're going to get on a train and go to Hamburg.
No, then we have to fly to Hamburg.
Oh, then we fly to Hamburg.
And we're going to meet the Hamburglar when we're there.
No, we're not. And then we get on a train and go to the cruise port.
And get a Big Mac.
And then from there, we'll go to Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, Sweden, Poland, and Germany.
Did you say Poland twice?
No, I did not.
Did you say Latvia once?
I said Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Lithuania, Sweden, Poland, and Germany.
Something like that.
That's right.
10 countries, 11
Nine
days.
Countries. We're missing one. What are we missing?
USA. USA. USA.
USA don't
Make
count.
Make America great.
I gotta pull your plug. I gotta unplug you. Nine countries plus the U.S. That's pretty sick.
That's 10 in my book.
Every city is famous for their pierogies. So we're gonna be featuring the pierogies along the way.
Let's talk more about Cliff and Shrive.
How do you like your pierogies? Do you like fried or boiled?
I wonder how Cliff and Shrive like their pierogies.
Oh my God, they're gonna kill you. You're gonna get us canceled.
Please leave a comment down below.
You're gonna get us canceled. Don't ever give me onions ever again. Don't ever give me onions ever again. I mean it. Do not give me onions ever again.
My onions? You want fried onions?
Oh. Yeah.
How about that supper you had tonight? Huh?
Why do you think it stinks in here?
It sounds like some gourmet crap to me. Huh?
$5 shredded steak, $1 mushrooms, $2 pepperoni, peppers and onions.
Orange peppers, white onions.
I'm going to stink you out tonight. I'm going to give you a Dutch oven.
I didn't feed you a drop of garlic, honey. You're going to a long way to go.
You're getting a Dutch oven tonight.
Stink me out. Okay. I'm going to Dutch oven you, bub.
I can't.
Mm.
I can't.
How are you, honey?
Get out of here. I can't with you.
Touch oven time.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay.
My eyes are watering. We have to stop now. Oh, I thought we'd let Miller play.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the
And
names.
This is dedicated to Mike McAndrew with Three Saints. You were then.
As a girl and men were men.
Mister, we can use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulls his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great.
Those were the days.
Edith and Archie, you the bestest. We love you all.
If you like tonight's content, please subscribe, like, comment down below. Tell us what your favorite song is. If you have a song request, go over to our website, Lucia and Glenn, inside the community tab and make your donation. All donations are going toward All About the Kids bicycles.
Except for the donations where we will choose to use the money to pay you to share our content on your on your wall. If you share this video on your wall,
oh my God,
Lucia will send you $1. $1.
I will? Yeah. Get out of here. I don't have $10,000.
From the charity.
From the charity. Okay.
$1 from the charity if you share this on your wall. Because we're still raising money for the charity. Right?
I can't with you.
Did you see the dude down the street who's throwing away bicycles? I was going to like go grab the bicycles, throw them in the trunk.
What?
All About the Kids bicycles.
What?
The dude down the street had the green bag this morning.
So why didn't you scoop him up?
Because I had the convertible.
Oh, my God.
And I can't put bicycles in the
Just make sure you hit the like button. It really helps us. And we want to thank everybody from all the platforms that have tuned in tonight. Facebook. Yarning for Smile over on YouTube and to people over on Twitch. I don't think the other platforms work
very
well.
Share this boisterous, funny, effed up video on your wall and receive $1 from Lucia. She's going to pay.
I'm going to be broke.
And then Cliff and Shrive, they're going to pay too. For selling me this microphone that attacked me earlier.
The microphone came from Cliff. The speaker came from Shrive, so
See
you have to
mean?
Go over. You have
They're
to go after
guilty.
Cliff.
Guilty
you have to
charged.
Go after Cliff because Shrive has nothing to do
I
with this.
I will hear no further testimony.
Good night, everyone.
Case closed.
Thank you for tuning in. Save me from this madman. We love you all.
Almost 50 minutes. Well done, Ruchia.
Bye, you guys. See you next time. Ta-ta.